This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. We're running a little late. Let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. If you ever miss our show, get the Radio.com app and catch all of our podcasts. Radio.com. It's an app. You listen to radio. Thank you. All right. We're going to begin here with Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor was a 26-year-old woman who was an EMT. They say here as they talk about her because she has since been killed. But she played cards with her aunts and fell asleep watching movies with friends. On March 13th, police officers executing a no-knock warrant in the middle of the night killed her in her own apartment in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, there's a lot to the story, and I don't have all of it in this one story here, but I do have that apparently they were looking for someone she'd once dated, although she was in the home at the time with her, I think, live-in boyfriend. He had a firearm, a licensed firearm, legal and licensed firearm in the house. They thought they were being robbed. So when police issued this no-knock warrant, the man's name is Kenneth. He fired at them thinking they were being robbed.
Right.
And
because
they
it's the middle
fired,
of the night and they busted in.
Right. And they fired back.
They weren't in uniform?
They weren't.
No, they weren't.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Anyway, her boyfriend Kenneth Walker and Breonna Taylor were home at the time. They were in their apartment when the team of plainclothes Louisville police officers arrived to execute the no-knock warrant early in the morning on March 13th. They're saying that the reason for the investigation was not Breonna Taylor, but a man she dated previously who once sent a package to her apartment. Anyway, they thought they were being robbed, so Kenneth grabbed his gun, shot an officer in the leg. They returned fire, shooting dozens of times. Taylor was killed. Kenneth Walker lived. Originally, he was charged with attempted murder of a police officer. Those charges have since been dropped. But you will see her name on on Instagram and everywhere today, because today would have been her 27th birthday.
As I was seeing a thing about her this morning, she was born the day I was married. And I thought to myself, apropos of nothing, it just really stuck, you know, in these. Everybody's life goes by in such a different way, and only this week, really, for me, I don't know about anybody else, my eyes have really been opened to just what a different world we live in. And that's it's absolutely tragic that a person can have their door busted down in the middle of the night and be shot to death. It's, you know, for no reason other than she used to know some other dude. It's absolutely horrible.
Right. So from that to this, there is no easy segue to nonsense from that story. But I am interested in this because it was at my wife's birthday a couple years back. One of her friends was at our house. She's a nice lady and we're friends and everything, but we were talking in my backyard, and she's someone who I believe she lives with her parents, and they're old, and so she takes care of them, but she also is someone who just lives in Fresno, and, you know, she's a normal person is my point. Mm-hmm. But at the party, she says, well, yeah, I do Botox. Everyone should do Botox. Don't act like you don't need it. And I'm standing there like, wow.
Oh, you're saying I need Botox?
Sheesh.
So she's been looking at you going, that guy needs some Botox.
Well, all right. So my face may look like an old boot, but I'm not going there. I don't want to do that, and I'm not interested. But what we are finding out, just like we're finding out about the people who have been missing their hairstylists, is we've now been in quarantine long enough to find out that people are missing their Botox.
We've been in quarantine long enough for people to find out what they really look like. God!
A plastic surgeon in Florida has opened up drive-through Botox in an effort to help people get their much-needed injections from his...
It does it right through the window, huh?
Apparently.
Wow.
He's saying he came up with the idea when he was sitting in his car at a drive-through site to get tested for the coronavirus antibodies and realize, hey,
I know what I can do.
I can reach right into your car and fix your face right up as you drive through.
Face right out, and I'll just load you up. Is that working out for him?
It does appear to be working out for him, and I don't know how... I was surprised. Like, my response, of course, and the reason she attacked me was, I'm like, you're some lady in Fresno. What are you bothering with that for? I just thought that's like a thing.
You're screwed anyway. You live in the know.
I just think that that is, I assume
that
point?
Is stuff. Your life is over.
I assume that stuff is for people who are on TV regularly
right.
or have, you know,
no,
make
that is
their
part
money.
Of the... But everyone I know does that. Oh, my God.
Everyone you know does that? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I mean, well, probably not everyone I know, but I know plenty of people who are getting that done on the regular.
All right.
And it makes you think about it, too, because I look in the mirror and go, damn, that line is looking. I wonder if Botox would help that. Mm. But to me, it's a slippery slope. Like, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to spend more time looking in the mirror than I already do. I'm fine with it. I get dirt under my nails. I'm just not going to worry about the lines on my face.
Well, I do agree with you that once you get that line between your eyes fixed, then you go, what about these things near my mouth?
Right.
And what about
like the
my
sides
forehead?
Of my, eyes,
my God. Yeah.
That,
I mean,
that's no good. I just don't want to go. And you know, it was funny the other day ago, Richard, Dick of Dick and Trumley brought a client by our house, to look at the pond, and we were all in masks. Don't worry. We socially distanced.
This person wanted to get a pond as well?
Yeah.
Is that...
They're talking about, you know, and he said, well, I did this one pond and it's, you know, sort of smaller scale than some of the big ponds you see. And so I never saw her full face. And she had, but you could tell that she's just kind of, I mean, I just loved the look of her. Like her eyes were kind of crinkly you know, maybe she's due for Botox. I don't know. Maybe it's worn off. But I just thought that's how I should look. That's what eyes look like. You know, at different ages, we all look,
agreed.
You know, I grew up with women who didn't have Botox, and I want to look like those women when I grow up. My mom looks really good. I like wonder if she's secretly getting stuff done. But my grandmothers and I just thought, well, that's what older women look like, and they're beautiful to me. So I'm going to go ahead and stick with that. And I'm not saying you shouldn't Botox. And I'm not saying I never will. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a question. So when you say my mom might be secretly Botoxing, for my first question is it rude to ask?
No.
Is that something that I should know now going forward? Like, don't ask someone if they're
doing that. I
wouldn't
ask a stranger.
That.
But it just never occurs to me to ask her because she's my mom's a full face of makeup girl though, you know,
yes.
So and she always has been. And she's also always said never squint, never squint, never squint. Like she said that to me my whole life. And here I am like squinting at things constantly, deepening my my lines, but so probably she hasn't, but maybe she has.
That's an interesting thing, though, that there are people who are very conscious of, if you smile too much, you'll make too many lines. If you do this too much,
yep.
I can't imagine trying to remember that all day, every day. And
no.
And so, looking at my face, you can see I look like an old boot.
No, what am I going to do? You know what? And actually, I don't like that you say that about yourself, because you look just fine. You look perfectly Vinny the whole time.
Well, thank you. But I do. Look, I grew up overexposed to the sun. There's definitely some wear there. And that's just.
Well,
just
there was bound
that.
To be. We're in our 50s, Vinny. Like,
right.
It's, you know, I actually think it looks weird when you're in your 50s and you're. You know, you think you look like you're in your 40s after you get all this Botox and stuff, but really you look like a person in their 50s trying too hard. Like, just let it go.
Our kids will benefit greatly from the leaps forward in sunscreen technology that
they probably
happened
will.
Since I was a young person.
Not to mention all the, you know, all the great, crazy great things that they can do to your face to make you look acceptable.
Sure.
You know, it's, I should probably look into it.
Usually you only hear nice guys saying this, that nice guys finish last. They're usually complaining that they can never get the girl because they're too nice.
Yeah. Poor
so
things.
The question is, people were asked, do nice guys finish last?
You tell me.
I'm going to ask you. You tell me.
John's a pretty nice guy.
And he didn't finish last, right?
No, he didn't. I think you guys are pretty nice guys.
Well, we can be nice, but you've also painted me rotten many times. You love to bring up the letter tearing, even though that was actually, in my opinion, the nicest thing I could do for that lady.
Yeah, see, it's all about opinion, isn't it? Yeah, you guys are, you're pretty nice. But look, nobody's all the way nice. And I don't think you ever set out to do anything rotten to anybody. I don't think that.
I don't think so, but I have been told many times, and I've worked on it a lot. That,
you tactless bastard!
That's the word. I think you threw in bastard, but yes, tactless is one of the things I've been told. It doesn't have to hurt. You can be honest without being brutally honest.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, 25% of people say, yeah, nice guys finish last. 38% say, no, they don't. Men are more likely, and I think it's nice guys who are more likely to say, yeah, I can never win. I'm too
nice.
Girls always pursue the bad boy and leave me sitting there. And then he breaks their heart.
And
then
they
still don't come back
and
get me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Where am I time-wise? Oh, I'll do this one real quick, and then we'll get to some text. Where will you go first when it's safe to travel again? Half of people say, I want to see my family.
Yeah.
I want to see my family. 47% say, that's where I'm headed. And that's where I'm headed. I want to go see my mom.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my mom in months, half a year.
Right.
It's been, I saw her for Christmas and then, and all the trips we've had planned have had to be canceled since. So.
Right. Well, you see her on video chat, but it just isn't the same.
No. And
you know,
she wants
you
to hang with
him.
The kids.
Right.
So.
Of course.
Visit friends
them.
Is next. Travel somewhere in the U.S., but not to visit family or friends. That's 13%.
Oh, well, plenty of people are probably trying to get away from their family.
Right. If you've been like the other day, you know, you
Nicole.
It's funny, but it's true. I went to the beach because I've been indoors with my family for now 3 months, and I'm looking at the ocean and I'm thinking, well, I could go home. Or I could just go out there. It's not good, but at least I'll be right. Wet, and it'll be cool, and it'll be nice, and I'll have a break in the day.
Right.
And yeah, I went out. I was
it's
like, what
mental,
am I rushing?
It's a mental break, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not
Who
rushing
cares
home.
If it's not
Why would
good?
I do
I'm
that?
I'm just going to go out there. Is it going to be ruined this weekend because of the supposed... I'm seeing windy all weekend.
Yeah, wind always ruins it for sure, but it doesn't matter. It's summer, and that's... Oh! I wanted to mention, before we go, and in fact, I'll just read the text on the other side of this. I wanted to mention, congratulations. I believe most people are done with school as of today. So congratulations to the graduates, whatever your next step is. Best of luck to you in the future. I really do mean that when I say I know a lot of kids are got... You know, burned out of their
graduation ceremonies. Well, and they have the sort of question mark hanging in the air of if they were accepted to a school, are they actually going there, or
right.
are they going to be doing that online? And what, you know, you look forward your whole life, you know, and as soon as you hear about college, and especially if you have some rough teenagers, like, I can't wait to get out of here and go off to school and be away from my parents and gain a whole new appreciation of them.
Right.
And so it's,
I'm really
it's
proud
tough.
Of you that you took the invite to put a video together for, what was it, Tam High?
For Tam High. It's
I
nothing.
Think that's
it's
great.
A very small thing. You know what? I'm actually, after you suggested it, I decided to have Bryn send me the video and audio, and I'm going to see if I can take some clips out of that and make them make sense. And I'll send them. They can do whatever they want with them, but I'll send those. Because you're right. I was way more natural. I mean, God, you should see this video. What a stinker. I tried.
Well, I
did.
I haven't seen the video. You wouldn't let us see it. I would love to, but
no, I don't need that.
I did like what you had to say
on
what you had to say on the air. I thought was perfectly put. So I did think that. Wow, that's if you did that, that's great.
Yeah, I didn't, and then I was like, no, I didn't do that. I did some other crummy thing.
Oh,
that you're never going to hear.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll read those after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.